question from Georgina Mia. I think that name. Subject, first offense. My question is in two parts. What is the mechanism which allows a devotee to overtly criticize the activities of another devotee when they're also doing the same? Full stop. Parentheses, petty household matters. My understanding is that we should avoid blaming Vaishnavas, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his book, Bhajan Rahasya, as it is the first offense and the most serious offense against the name. Secondly, how do we deal with persons who are senior to us but making the first offense due to lack of knowledge about bhakti? Yeah, many times actually the questions reveal a lack of knowledge about bhakti. So the questions, they're difficult to answer because the question is based on a misunderstanding. Just like that question that who is Sita the father of? It's a very difficult question to answer because it's based on a misunderstanding. Who is Sita the father of? She's not the father of anyone. She's female, so how is she going to be the father of anyone? What is the mechanism which allows a devotee to overly criticize the activities of another devotee when they're also doing the same? Petty household matters. I don't really understand this. There's something about seniors. I have spoken about this on various occasions. This idea that there's a difference between criticizing others simply for the sake of criticizing, to show oneself better than others or out of spite toward others. That is offensive toward anyone, and towards Vaishnavas it's especially offensive. But to point out the faults or some mistake, we could say, if you want to put it in kinder terms, to point out some mistake of another so that they can be aware of that and reform themselves, that is required in human society. Otherwise, if we say no one should criticize anyone, then parents should never tell their children, they should never train them. If we take it to the full extent, then no one can tell anyone anything that they're doing wrong. No one can be trained in anything. Shortly, Krishna willing, I will publish, or soon hereafter, I should publish a book, a small book called On Speaking Strongly in Srila Prabhupada's Service, in which I discuss this in some detail. Because the idea that no one should criticize anyone under any circumstances is a misunderstanding. If you say that, if someone says you shouldn't criticize anyone, then they're also, by saying that, they're criticizing those who do criticize others. Isn't it? So, criticism should be there, but we have to see what is the motive, who has the eligibility to do so. It's especially the duty of those who are senior to point out the faults or the mistakes of those who are junior, otherwise how can others learn? We should not criticize Vaishnavas, but those who are senior, they should guide those who are junior, which means they should tell them this should not be done. Otherwise how can they improve? In the name of not criticizing others, if we don't correct them, that's foolishness. Is not actually helping them.